Hello. It's been a while since I've done another episode. Sorry, I'm like walking in my house. I left my internship and started working at my other job, and I haven't had a second to breathe until right now. What's happened so far? Started class. That sucks. I dropped a class before I even went to it, which was Spanish. So at Southern, they make you take Spanish. Well, not Spanish. They make you take a language up to a 200 level course. I took the plate. Sorry, I paused. I thought I saw a spider, but I didn't. I took the placement test in high school. And that was a long time ago. At this point, like over 2 years. So I signed up for it and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take it because I placed for the 200 level course. Like no matter what, like even if you like your placement test shows that you would pass it like 100%, they still make you take it because like they want money. There's something called the stamp test, which you pay like $75 or something and you can take it. You can only take it once. If you pass it, you don't have to take the class. I was under the impression that it would just be waived from, like, the courses I needed to take. I didn't realize that they would actually give me 3 credits. So, me thinking that I wasn't going to get the credits and thinking that, oh, I'm still going to have to make up those 3 credits in another class, I'll just take Spanish. And, like, it's so annoying to the point where it's, like, you have a Spanish lab and then you meet, like, regularly. And it was just, like, a lot. Like, you know, like, each semester there's always a class that, like, takes up. Like, if I can think back to each semester, I can tell you what class, like, I remember the most because it was, like, the most work. And I think that Spanish was going to take over my life. Not that I thought it was going to be really hard, but I just, like, I'm starting my junior year, but I'm going to be graduating a semester early. So, technically, I only have 3 semesters left. And, like, I'm taking all business classes now. Like, I'm done with, like, all the bullshit, like, except for Spanish. And I didn't really want to deal with that while taking harder business courses. But I wasn't even thinking about that yet. I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'll sign up for it. I signed up for 3 online classes and then 3 classes like at school and 1 being Spanish. So I wake up on Tuesday, which was our first day of class, and the syllabus was available. So I started reading it and I was like, wow, this sounds horrible. I mean, full blown, like, this class is bringing back, like, PTSD from my Spanish classes in high school. Like, I was pretty good at Spanish with, like, conjugations and all of that stuff, like the grammar. I was really good at that. Vocab, could never remember vocab. And speaking was, like I don't know. I don't want to speak for everyone, but I feel like the way that we were taught Spanish wasn't, like, we were never going to be native speakers. Like, there was no way we were never, obviously native, but we were never going to be able to just, like, sit there and just speak fluent Spanish. Like, there's no way. I could write Spanish. Like, I could write it and then, regurgitate it, but, like, not like I can speak English because of the way that it was taught to me. Or maybe it was just me. I don't know. This class was, like the equivalent of Spanish 5 in high school, which my Spanish 5 class wasn't hard, but I know others. Like, mine was project-based, so it wasn't that hard, but, like, the midterm was, like, a speaking exam, which that it should be, that it's Spanish, like, it should be, but that's not how, like, I learned Spanish. Like, for the first, like, 2 full years of Spanish, like, we barely spoke at all. Like, we just, like, did grammar stuff, like, conjugations, which, like, I could nail that. I could get 100 on a fucking conjugation test, but, like, make me speak, I'll have a panic attack. Not because I'm scared of public speaking, but, like, public speaking in another language that I don't know is scary. So I read the syllabus and I was like, this is stressing me out so much, and it shouldn't, because I'm going to school for business. Like, if a class should be stressing me out, it should be my management course. It should be my fucking, like, finance course. Like stuff that I'm going to be really, like, need to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not majoring in Spanish. I obviously haven't retained it enough to be able to, like, use it in my future. So why do I have to deal with this now? So I dead ass dropped the class. I was like, fuck this. And then someone told me that I would get the credit if I passed the stamp test. So I was like, oh, okay. I'll study for the stamp test And if I fail it, then I'll take Spanish like summer or winter. So I don't have to like worry about it because it's like stressing me out so much. So that's the class that I dropped. And then I signed up for a marketing class and then dropped it like immediately after I've signed up for it because it was like marketing research. I'm like, that's going to be so much work. And I picked up a wellness class. So I'm in like a 200 level, like the like first level ever, which I know that sounds weird because like, is it a 100 level course? Wait, let me look. I feel like it's 200, but it's still intro. Wait, let me look. Yeah, it's a 201. So it's like a public health class, but it's wellness. And I've like, I always wanted to take it, but I never like I, for some reason, I didn't think I needed to take an extra course to graduate. Like I thought all my credits were going to be like enough, like all my business classes were going to be enough, but I did need one extra course and I'm using that as my wellness course. And it's all about like the wellness of like the physical, mental, and like spiritual being. And I'm so excited. Like we're going to talk about like nutrition and like the debate between like veganism and like all that stuff. And like, I'm just super into it. And I'm really glad I signed up for it. Like, even though it is another class, like I'm taking six courses, I really feel like that class is going to like help me like not be stressed out. Cause there's something that I'm looking forward to. Like my spring semester class that I like last year that I looked forward to was my Death and the Meaning of Life philosophy class. It was like not, it wasn't that much work. Like the final paper was like a lot. It was like 10 pages, but I like looked forward to going to that class because like we discussed a lot of like really deep and like cool stuff. And especially when I'm taking like all this like analytical stuff. I mean, management, those courses aren't that analytical, but like my accountings, my finance, like all of those, it's just textbook stuff and numbers, and like you need something to look forward to. And like even marketing at this point, a lot of it is like busy work. I don't know, I'm taking advertising and I'm excited for that. That should be fun because that's different than like marketing research would have made me want to die. Like I don't want to write 10 page papers about like the market. Like I'm all set, thanks. Excuse me. So that's that. I'm taking management information systems. It's an online class. And it's like, I don't know. I'm taking three online classes. And I don't know if that was a mistake because it's like getting very confusing. Like when's, what's due when. And like only one of the classes has like an actual schedule, which I appreciate. I like printed it out and stuff. And the other two are like confusing because they're weekly assignments, but it doesn't say when they're due. And I'm just like confused. But I'm also just too tired to really figure it out. So I'm just going to ignore that for now. I'm debating on going to the gym. Like, whenever I come home and I, like, think I'm gonna go to the gym, I don't put my car in the garage. Like, makes me, like, leave my car out, oh, I'll go. And I did that, and now I'm like, fuck, I wish I just put my car inside so I don't have to go. But I should go. I should go. Ugh, I'm so tired. But it's okay. What else has happened? Oh, something really weird happened to me. I mean, that always happens to me, to be honest. But I was watching Emma Chamberlain's new video, which was about, like, her and the Dolan twins and James Charles, like, went to Vegas. It was a good video. Love them all. And they were, like, playing music and I don't know if it was Ethan or Grayson. I don't know. One of them was like, oh, play Bulletproof by LaRue. And she was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. And then, like, she always, like, puts herself, like, editing in the video. Like, shows her when she's editing the video. And she's like, I know what that is. And, like, they play the song. And then it, like, plays throughout the whole video. And, like, I haven't listened to that song, I don't know, since whenever it was popular. I think that I was in middle school. But, like, I don't hear that song, like, ever. Like, I haven't listened to it. Nothing. So I go to the gym literally after I watched that video. I actually didn't even finish the video. I was, like, halfway through. And then I went to the gym. And I watched, like, Better Call Saul. And I was watching Better Call Saul. And I, like, could hear Bulletproof playing through my headphones. And I was like, am I, like, going insane? Like, maybe it's just, like, playing in my head. I don't know. Took out my headphone. It was, like, playing in the gym. Like, they were playing it. And I was so shook. Like, what are the odds? I don't know. It was just so weird. Stuff like that happens to me all the time. I read this tweet on Twitter. Obviously, it was on Twitter. And it was like, nothing is a coincidence. Like, humans have created the concept of coincidence to, like, excuse the reasons why, like, things like that happen. I thought that was interesting. Like, I don't know. Because I believe, like, everything's, like, a chain reaction. Like, everything has a purpose. I mean, I'm sure there's coincidences. Because you can, like, make something seem like it was meant, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could overanalyze something and be like, oh, this and this, when there are things that are, like, that actually happened for a reason versus a coincidence, maybe. Does that make sense? I don't know. Oh, my God. I also, this is sad. First day of class, I was leaving. I was all, like, kind of stressed out because I was, like, in the middle of, like, deciding if I was going to drop Spanish or not. And I needed to go get my parking pass. And, like, I wasn't sure how, like, campus was going to look, like, parking-wise when I got there because, like, in the first 2 weeks, there's always, like, way more people because then people, like, drop. Like, no tea, but that's, like, what happens. So, like, all the garage is always full and stuff. So, I was just, like, worried about parking. And I'm driving on Route 10. And there's a squirrel in the middle of the road. And I wasn't at a stoplight or anything. Like, I was driving on Route 10, like, going 45, you know, like, 40, 45. And the squirrel's in, like, the double yellow line in the middle. Is it yellow? Yeah, it's yellow, I think. Yeah, I'm an idiot. And I'm like, fuck. You know how a squirrel will either, like, continue to run across the road or go back from where they came? And I could tell that, like, the squirrel had come from my side because it wasn't fully in the middle, but it was, like, halfway. Like, you could tell. And I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. So I chose to swerve my car slightly to the right into, like, the yellow line. I mean, the white line. Wow, now I sound like an idiot. Like, the bicycle line, I guess people call it, whatever. To swerve my car that way in case the squirrel started to run, I would, like, not hit it. I would miss it. I guess I shouldn't have moved at all and just, like, let fate do what it needed to do. Just, like, that fucking, like, philosophy problem with, like, the trolley. I should have just, like, not done anything. Because I moved over and the squirrel ran into my tire. Literally, I felt it. And, like, I've never hit, I think I hit a possum once, but it still has never been determined. So, like, I just say I've never hit anything, like, an animal while driving. I always, like, if I can stop, like, literally stop my car for, like, a bird or a squirrel or anything, like, I will stop my car so they can move if I can. Or, like, I just, like, try and go around them or, like, hopefully they just run, you know, because, like, I'm not going to, like, get in a car accident because I can't, like, you know, not good. But I felt the squirrel hit the tire and I was like, fuck, maybe that wasn't it. Maybe it wasn't the squirrel. Maybe it was a rock or something. I look in my rearview mirror. Actually, I looked in my side mirror and I saw it in the road just, like, laying there. And I'm like, fuck. I just murdered a squirrel. And I, like, cried. And then I fucking ranted on Snapchat about it because I was really upset. Because I tried to, like, avoid it. Like, I really tried. And I feel so bad. And I'm actually, like, still thinking about it. It's, like, Thursday. This happened on Tuesday. Like, I'm still thinking about it. I feel so bad. Like, I feel like a horrible person. Like, that squirrel has so much life to live. I feel bad. So I want everyone to send, like, their thoughts over to... Okay, this is another thing I want to talk about. I don't know if this makes me dumb or, like, I just never thought about it, but I'm not religious at all in the aspect of God or, like, organized religion in that sense, like, church, like, a belief in a God. I'm spiritual, I feel, because I believe in energies, which is, like, more of spiritual, but not spiritual in the sense of, like, God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, I think I finally understand. Like, I never understood why people I understood why people prayed, like, prayed for themselves. But I never I'm saying this not right. So, whatever. I'm just going to explain what I think. I've just became fully awakened to the idea of, like, manifestation and the law of attraction and how when you think, I mean, this is, like, sounds so dumb that I, like, didn't, I mean, it's not that I didn't know this stuff, it's just, like, I didn't really practice it, I guess is the right word, but when you think positive thoughts, positivity will be attracted to you versus when you think negatively, like, negativity will be attracted to you. So I'm saying, like, please send your thoughts and like happiness and like positive energies to that squirrel, or like, or I say that in my daily life, like good vibes and stuff like that. But that's like the same concept of praying. And I never put those two things together until recently. And I was like, oh, I get it now. Because a lot of people on the internet, specifically, like when something tragic happens, like a shooting or something horrible, and people are like, oh, I'm praying for the victims' families. I'm praying for justice or all this stuff. And people are like, what the fuck are your prayers going to do? And like, not to say that I was on that side of that person, but like, yeah, what is saying that going to do? But now I understand that like, it's just about sending like the love and the positivity, and that's positivity is attracted to positivity. Does that make sense? So I finally get it, I guess. So I've been practicing the law of attraction, and I'm really trying to live my life like that, because I feel like in the past 2 years, I've been very negative, like jokingly. And I feel like that mentality, like having that mentality, has attracted things like that to my life, like negative things in my life, even though I wasn't necessarily like actually very negative. Like, so like I walked around all day like pissed off and like ruining everyone's day. But I would like jokingly say things like, ha, my life sucks, like blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm still going to do that. Still my fucking humor, but not as much and not as like serious, I guess, because it wasn't helping me. It was making my life worse. So whenever things are bad and stuff, like if I'm really, really stressed, I honestly like feel grateful for even being stressed, because I could be like I don't know. I guess you don't want to be stressed, but at least the stress that I have isn't like I'm stressed that I'm not going to eat, you know? Like there's always a worse situation, or stress that I'm like sick and I can't afford it and I'm going to die, or like my family, I can't like support my family. This is like a lot. Jesus Christ, 8:00 on a fucking Thursday night and I'm going off. But that's how I'm trying to live my life. And I've told this story multiple times in the last few days, but it's because like I've really started to truly like practice like the law of attraction and like manifestation. So if anyone knows me or has known me for a very long time, you know this story, slash you probably remember this happening. Okay, so in high school and also like middle school, I was obsessed with Panic at the Disco. I still love them. Like, great band. Like, love Brendon Urie, like, still. But I'm not, like, a stan. No, I am a stan, but not, like, the way I was. I feel like everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people go through this. You just you become obsessed with, like, a band. I know, like, some of my other friends were like this, too. Or, like, a TV show, or, like, you obsess. That's, like, what you do, especially as a teenage girl. So I was, like, obsessed with Brendon Urie. And there was no doubt in my mind that, like, I wasn't ever going to meet him. Like, I truly, like, I borderline believed I was going to marry him. Like, maybe not that much, but I, like, it wasn't even like, oh, I hope I get to meet him. I truly was like, I'm going to meet Brendon Urie. Like, I believed it with all of my heart. Like, no doubt in my mind. And one day, I get a call from a girl who I used to be close with in, like, sixth grade, but we weren't, like, very close anymore. Like, I would say, like, not someone that would call me often, if that makes sense. We were still friendly. Like, nothing ever happened, like, ever. Nothing ever happened, ever. But just someone that I would be surprised would be calling me. So I think this was seventh grade, or it was 2013, whatever fucking, however old we were then. Maybe even freshman year of high school. I don't know. Every time I tell this story, people think it's fake, but it's not. I swear to God, I don't lie. I don't lie. My Mercury's Scorpio. And I hate people that aren't honest, so I wouldn't lie. I'm a Scorpio. I don't lie. Oh, I'm like out of breath. Okay, so I wake up at 7 a.m., which back then was very strange for me. I would never, ever, 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 ever be awake before 10 a.m. I think it was still the summer. Yes, because it was August 25th, 2013. It was still the summer. My phone rings. Well, I wake up at 7 a.m. and I check my phone, and my phone was ringing. My phone's always on silent. If you know me, I always keep my phone on silent. I've always kept my phone on silent. I don't fuck with vibrate. Like, no, my phone's always on silent. So I wouldn't have heard it is the point I'm making. The fact that I woke up randomly at 7 a.m. about to go back to sleep, checked my phone, and saw that this girl was calling me, and I picked the phone up. And she might have texted me too, but I know that I either I called her back, I missed a call from her or something, but I was on the phone with her at this point, and it's like 7:30 a.m. And this girl is like, hey, I know this is crazy, but I'm at like the Ohio airport, whatever it's called, and Brendan Urie is here. And I just met him and I called you so you can talk to him because I know you're such a big fan. Number one, that is so nice. Thank you. I don't want to necessarily like name her because in case like, I don't know, people don't even listen to this. But, you know, thank you if you're listening to this. And like, I will never not be grateful for what you did. That was so kind and amazing. And like, honestly, thinking about it, like brings me to tears sometimes because that was so nice of you. Like, you didn't have to do that at all. Thank you. She hands the phone over to him and he was like, Brendan Urie, mind you. And this was like 2013. So this was after like the other members of the band left, like Panic! The Disco was building itself back up from A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. This was like before Too Weird to Live, Too Weird to Die came out. This was right after Vice and the Virtues, like in between those, you know. Honestly, Too Weird to Live, Too Weird to Die might have been, no, I don't think it came out yet. It was like right before that came out. That came out in 2013. I know I was already in school. This, okay, whatever. Hands him the phone and he goes, oh my God, hi, Lauren. I know you're a really big fan. Like, no. He said like, I heard you're like my biggest fan. Like, what's up? Being all like Brendan Urie, like being all like an Aries, just like so much energy. I start bawling my eyes out. I'm like, oh my God, like I'm, because before I had ever seen them, like I was going to see them like that fall for the first time. They weren't even touring, like it wasn't even their tour I was going to. They opened for Fall Out Boy. Like that's how crazy this is how long ago this is. Sorry, I thought I heard something. And I'm crying, whatever. And I remember saying like, oh, I'm going to see you. I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, we can party after the show. And like, obviously that didn't happen, but I was straight up crying. And I remember I hung up the phone and I run downstairs to my mom. I'm like visibly shook. I'm like, Mom, I just talked to Brendan Urie on the phone. And she was like, what? You just had a dream. Like, what are you talking about? My mom always thinks everything I say to her is like a dream. I guess like when I was little one time, I thought that this is a story within a story within a story. I had this dream that my dad like couldn't kill a tick, so we had to run it over with a car, and I thought it was real for like years, but it was just, I know it was just a dream, but this wasn't a dream. But she always said that to me, like, oh, that was just a dream. I'm like, no, that actually happened. So she sent me a picture of her with Brendan Urie, and I showed it to my mom, and like, it's like, anyone who thinks it's fake, like, fuck you, it's real. It says like her shirt has like Cheshire on it, like it's real, like this actually happened. Not that I really think people think I was lying, because a lot of people, like, knew about it back then, but when I tell the story now to people who don't know me, they're like, you're lying. Like, yeah, that sounds, oh, I talked to, like, my idol, like, on the phone. Like, yeah, that sounds like a lie, but it's, like, real. Like, the picture is, like, on the internet. Like, it's real. I wish I recorded the fucking phone call, but whatever. Showed the picture to my mom. I mean, she believed me because I was, like, crying, but I showed her the picture, and she was like, holy shit, that's, like, insane. But I truly think that happened, like not by coincidence. Like I think that I put out the energy. Like I truly was like, I really think this is gonna happen. Like I really, really, really believe that this is gonna happen. Not I really want that. I really wanted it, but I really believed and it happened. So I'm trying to apply that in my life now is what I'm saying. I've also been told that if you try and like manifest something, you shouldn't tell people around you because like, most people that you would tell, you'd hope that they'd also send good energy out. But if they're like jealous or like negative people, or you tell the wrong person, like if their negative energy could stop your positivity. Does that make sense? Like they might not want something for you, and that could like over trump it and make it not happen is what I've heard. But I like really think that I manifested that, and like that's so still so crazy to me. I don't really remember where else I was going with that, to be honest. But yeah, I talked to Brendan Urie on the phone. I fucking hit a squirrel. That thing happened with the song at the gym. Some kid that I haven't talked to in 2 years that I thought about the other day. I talked about him. I talked about this kid on this before. Called me today. It was really strange. Didn't answer. Still don't know what that was about. Very weird. That's tea. But yeah, I don't know. I just wish everyone positivity. How long is this? Does anyone even listen to this, like, for real? Apparently, like, people can, like, donate to you via Anchor and, like, help you, like, if this is what you were trying to do for a living. So if anyone wants to, like, help me, like, keep these things going, because it takes so much for me to do this, then, you know, I think it's, like, I don't even think I did it yet, to be honest. I think I need, no, maybe I did. I don't remember. ASMR. But yeah, if, like, the option's there, like, donate me 5 cents. I'm kidding. Don't do that. But if you want to, you can. All right. I hope everyone, like, is doing really well in school. I hope everyone's classes are going very well. I hope no one has shitty professors. And they have, like, just not boring. Not dry, boring, and mean. Like, that's the worst. Like, that's the worst. All right. I'll see you next time, friends. Goodbye.